America Weekend. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
There are names of towns all over the fruited plain that you don't even give a second thought to. But there are towns across this country that when you hear the name, you kind of blush. And you kind of think, ooh, should we move there? Do we want kids living in this town?
Right.
Because they're not really dirty, but they do sound somewhat suggestive.
Yes.
Right? I stumbled on Google this week to the complete list of lewd-sounding town names in America. Now, there are some for all 50 states. We're going to see how many of these we can actually go through. Some of the more boring ones will kind of pass by.
Yeah, but because some of them, I was always like the naive kid, but some of them I'm like, I'm not seeing it.
No. You'll see this as we go through this. It's like you'll have to take your mind places that you never really wanted to go to, kind of to those places that you go to on the internet when you click on the incognito tab, you know what I mean? But you kind of... She gets it. And so you got to try to figure out what they're really meaning with this. So again, these are lewd sounding town names in America that are completely innocuous and harmless. Here we go. Alabama, Ball Play. Would you buy a house in Ball Play?
Baseball is really the first thing that comes to mind there, not anything else.
Although, see, you're a good person of high moral character. We're still getting to know each other here. Yeah, who knows where this is going to end up?
But, you know, but Bortush, Alabama.
Bortush. You know, and again, this is just proving how stupid some of these town founders were. Why would you name the town
right.
that? All right, let's be honest. It's pig's ass. That's what it is. I mean, it is what it is, and that's what people are thinking. And Smut-Eye.
Smut-Eye is another
Smut-Eye,
one.
Smut-Eye, Alabama. Alaska. Clam Gulch.
Clam Gulch.
Okay.
Which also makes me think of The Wizard of Oz, because wasn't the...
Yes.
The witch. Her real name, her last name was Gulch, and that's
Gulch.
What I think of.
Yes. Now, whenever I watch The Wizard of Oz, I'm going to think her first name was really Clam. whatever. And then some of the ones that are kind of like they throw in here, Covenant Life. That's lewd, really?
No.
Mary's Igloo. Hey, now. And good old North Pole. Yes. All right. Arizona.
I really like Cycloptic. I think it sounds like an X-Man.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Totally not dirty.
No. I like that. A little sci-fi in your life is good.
Yeah.
And Three-Way, Arizona. You know. Again, you're on the incognito tab looking at things you shouldn't. Three-Way, Arizona.
Yeah.
You're buying a house there. You sound like a swinger if you're moving into Three-Way, Arizona.
It's true.
Now, Arkansas. How about this one? Bald Knob.
Bald Knob.
Yeah, you know, I know. Something pops into my mind immediately, and it probably is popping into everyone's mind in 75 cities right now.
Yeah.
Blue Ball. Now, you mentioned to me before we went on the air, there are several Blue Balls.
I know there's a Blue Ball or a Blue Balls, New Jersey, something like that.
Isn't there a Blue Ball, Pennsylvania or something?
I think there was another. Wait, it's in Delaware. It's in Delaware, too.
Oh.
It's on the list in Delaware.
Greasy Corner, Arkansas. Yeah. Toad Suck. Well, and there's actually a Wiener, Arkansas.
Yep.
I'm moving to Wiener. It just sounds weird. California. Bush, Chubbuck, Clam Beach. How about this one? Fort Dick, Hooker, Old Fig Garden, Raisin City. I don't know. Raisins?
Raisin City?
Really?
The California Raisins?
Yes, the California Raisins. I love those. I miss those commercials.
I miss them.
How about this one? Rough and Ready.
I saw that. Rough and Ready, California.
I want to go to Rough and Ready, California and have some fun. Woody. Well, there you go. That's too easy.
Yeah.
That's third grade level humor.
Yeah.
Colorado. Good old Beaver Creek. Yes. Johnson Village, Lay, Loveland, Slagger, Wetmore, and Woody Creek. See, Woody is going to be this like recurring
theme.
That's
going to be, absolutely.
Connecticut, Happy Land. How is that lewd? I'm thinking about unicorns and rainbows and puppy dogs running around. Why is that lewd? Delaware. Yes, Blue Ball.
Blue
Balls. The Blue Balls are all over the place. Cave Colony. Cocked hat.
There you go.
Okay. Cowgill's Corner. How about this one? Whores Edition. That sounds like a 90s group.
That's got to be a typo somewhere. I feel like someone, you know, messed up the original paperwork and they're like, oh, no.
And now we're stuck with it. You know, we spent all this money. The budget in the town had only like $45. We got the sign made, Welcome to Whores Edition, and now we have to keep it.
Yeah.
And good old Swallow Hill, Delaware.
There you go.
Florida, Briny Breezes. Bunker Donation, Fluffy Landing.
Wait, Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee. Yeah, that's true. I skipped that one. Chattahoochee. Needmore and Wildwood.
Also a New Jersey town.
That's right.
We have the Wild Woods because there's more than one.
That's right. So we are just completely lewd.
We're just awful.
Wow. South Jersey is downright X-rated. Georgia, good old Balls Ferry.
There you go.
Boneville, Butts.
But really?
Yes. Yes,
that
Butts,
had to
Georgia.
Mean something else 100 years ago.
Maybe it a family. Must it have. Had. You must be. You know what? James Butts, huge industrialist. He owned all this land, and he donated it, so he came Butts, Georgia. Cumming, Faceville, hello,
what?
Flipping. Well, think about it. Hard up. Lumpkin, and Piles Marsh.
Mm. All right. If you can pronounce this Hawaii one, because there's only one.
Just when things were going along really well between you and me, I was going to skip Hawaii, but now I can't.
I'm sorry.
I hate you. Hoananu Napupu.
I think it's they're going with the poo-poo at the end. That's really...
No, okay,
yes,
so it's
so
lewd. All right, Hoananu Napupu. Idaho, Bone, Cream Can Junction.
Ooh.
Here's my favorite so far, Dick Shooter. See, it's the only chance ever on national radio we'll be able to say the term Dick Shooter because it's an actual place in Idaho.
Yes.
And we are on in Idaho. You know what, folks, in Dick Shooter... Hi, have a good weekend.
Hello.
Yes, Dingle Hand Place, Slick Poo, and Wicca Honey. Wow. Illinois, Bone Gap, Booty, Breeds, Bush, too easy, Chicken Bristle, Chittyville, Diswood, Dungola, Ficklin, Honeybend, Cumler, La Fox, Lick Creek, Love, and Chobanay. Chobanier? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Makes no sense. Indiana, you know what? Next summer, we're going on vacation to Beaver City, Indiana. French Lick. Home of Larry Bird. Effingham. Floyd's Knobs. Wow, Floyd had more than one. Good for Floyd. Friendswood, Gnawbone, Rocky Ripple, and Spurgeon. Iowa, Balltown. Beaverdale, Cumming, Fertile, Hard Scratch, Inwood, Manly, and you know what? Good old Sac City. Sac City, you know, come on. No one knows what Sac City would mean. Did we live in that Puritan of an environment?
Are you speechless at this
yes,
point?
Yes, I am.
I was going to say, you just struggled for words. I've never seen you do that.
No, because Sac City, Iowa, how stupid can you be? Seriously, we know what Sac City is. Come on, right next door to Blue Balls. Kansas, Deerhead, Drywood, and good old Skitty.
Ew.
Kentucky, Bald Knob, Beaver Again. Dam, Beaver Lick, Big Bone, Broad Bottom, Cooperative.
What?
I like how we both said one at the same time. Girdler, Knob Lick, Load, Moorhead, Mud Lick, and well, we're not even going to say the next one.
You have to tell them.
All right.
Listen, this is a proper noun.
Yes.
And it is Sugar Tit, Kentucky.
Yes. Hey now.
Woo!
You know,
I think we should stop there. We only made it to K. I think that pretty much takes the cake.
That's the drop the mic moment and leave. We're 8 minutes into the segment. If we had, you know, if it was at the 11-minute mark, we'd send it to the commercial right now, and America would be doubled over and laughing.
Yep.
All right. And the funny thing is we're probably not even going to get through all
halfway,
these. So we'll save this for another segment as well, but we're going to we'll get through as many of these as we can. Louisiana, Dry Prong. Gross, TT or Teat, Grand Cane, Hardwood, and Lucky, Maine, Bangor, really? Yeah. Well, Owl's Head, Shudik, and Shady Nook, Maryland, Blue Ball Village. See, they went one step further than Blue Ball.
Made it a whole village.
What is the compulsion with America and Blue Balls? Can I ask you that when it came?
I'm telling you things meant something else 100 years
ago. I hope so.
It's got to be it. It's the only logical explanation.
Or we had the largest group of frustrated town founders of anywhere in the world.
So, there were that.
I'm going to call it Blue Ball because of you, honey. Anyway.
Oh.
Bushwood, Cockeysville, Crapo, Dames Quarter, and Loveville. Massachusetts, Felchville, Mashpee, a lovely town on the Cape, by the way.
There you go.
Woods Hole. Michigan, Climax.
Michigan's got some good ones.
Climax, colon, Dick. Yes, folks, there's a Dick, Michigan. Yeah. Felch. Greenbush, Romeo, and Sac Bay.
Again
with these Sacks. We had Sac City, Sac Bay. Too many Sacks, too many Blue Balls.
Yes, and more to come.
Thank you. Minnesota, Ball Bluff, Ball Club, Ball Sum, Beaver, Big Woods, Burnsville, Bush Landing, Chokio, Clappers, Climax. Clapper sounds like a disease.
Yeah.
Clappers, Comstock.
It
yes, it is. Goldenrod, Good Thunder, Johnson, Keister, Mackinem. What? Makinem. Moorhead, Reamer, Sexton, Underwood, and Whipholt. My goodness. Got time for one more. Mississippi. Buckatuna, Hushpuckina. What?
What?
Hushpuckina, Leakesville, Purvis, Salcom, Shivers, Splunge, Sweatman, and good old Woodville. All right, so we got through Mississippi. At some point, we'll do the rest of
these. We'll do the rest of the states.
My goodness. These are actual
They're
cities.
Real places.
They're real towns, and they don't really mean anything. But when you say them a certain way, and when you've grown up with certain meanings of things, all of a sudden your mind takes you places you really don't want to go.
Like your 13-year-old self.
I'm making Dick Michigan jokes,
yeah,
and I'm having a good time doing it.
For guys, I think all this stuff is funnier, because my husband has a deep love of potty humor, and he's in his 40s. And and I'm like, are you really? Like, you're a grown man. And he's like, you know what? When potty humor is no longer funny to me, I'm dead. Like, just, it's done.
Your husband is exactly like me. Potty jokes, 40s. He and I could just have fun for days. Days and days and days. All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova.
Boom! Pam Shriver!
So, where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised James Blake has like a foot in. James just yelled at me. I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C-bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog is a last resort. Found a good looking set. Twice the rise, twice the pullback of a set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars along with the longer front fork tubes will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the old road.